Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
DZ and I just got into the most basic conversation that we have to have on the air right now.
It was deep.
It is deep, kind of.
Ish.
But everybody has a method. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, you shower.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't. Even if you don't shower that often, just shower.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do you dry yourself off? What order? What goes first? I'll start.
What's your towel routine?
It's hair. I stand there. Try to picture me with clothes on. Since we're all going to be naked.
We're all in swimsuits mentally.
All naked.
Duh.
In this. Okay, so I squeeze my hair out.
Okay.
And then I flip my hair over.
Okay.
I wrap it up in a towel. Then I get out of the shower.
Or pool.
And then I dry off arms, chest, legs, back, shimmy.
Yeah.
Wrap towel, leave.
Huh.
How's that for you?
That's a little strange.
There might be a little booty in there and stuff, but we don't need to get into all
that. But that's the back.
The shimmy's the back.
No, we got that.
So the shimmies last for me.
Wow.
Where I get everything, including all the way to the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dry off method?
Okay, so when I'm getting out the pool of the Princeton Club, right?
Because you don't have all the hair I got.
I don't got all that, right?
I have to have a towel for my hair.
So I usually, one towel, start face.
Oh, you go face. Oh, face does. Face is before hair, actually, because I go face, mm-hmm, and then I wrap my hair in the towel I just used on my face.
Face.
Uh-huh.
Neck. Arms.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Gotta get my hair up.
This is my towel routine.
Don't you step on my towel.
Saying no. Okay, take the towel back then. I'll stay wet.
You're like, screw you, Allie.
I'll get back in the pool.
Let me have my towel. Okay,
arms,
sorry.
Arms, right. Face. Neck, arms, Hit the back, flip the towel.
Oh, whoosh, you're doing,
ow.
You're doing,
smack me.
Back before legs.
Shimmy, shimmy, okay. Shimmy. Down to my waist, right? Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Sure.
Wrap the towel around my top half.
Yeah.
Arms down. Pat my body.
Oh.
Sides. Whip the towel to the front. Get my stomach.
Hold on. Tup. You put the towel around and then you pat it down your whole body after you put the towel on?
I hook the towel under my armpits.
Uh-huh.
Bring my arms
like
down.
Like a dress.
Like a dress, basically.
Yeah.
And I just shimmy, more shimmy. Imagine like the little waist belt, the machine at the gym, the little jiggly machine that you used to put around your waist.
Yes. Can we go swimming soon? I can't wait to see this. Please go swimming with me at the Princeton Club. Because everybody's asking about you anyway. And now I need to see this routine. Oh, my God.
So after I get my upper body's dry,
then
I hit the lower body. Go legs down.
Yeah.
And I'm dry.
Yeah.
My hair stays wet.
Okay.
Usually my hair stays wet.
My hair cannot, or it will just continue to drip down and make me soaking wet.
I feel that.
I have that much hair, you know.
I don't got
so
that problem.
So I have to wrap it up. And then once I get the out of it, then I can let it hang.
Once you get it all about there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
So I am a face hair, upper body, lower body, shimmy, shimmy. You are a face, neck,
arms,
upper body, lower body, an upper body shimmy,
back
lower
shimmy,
body,
lower body.
Wrap around like a dress, pat.
Basically.
I feel like we're learning dance moves, and I'm learning your routine.
Y'all got the dance moves down?
I got it.
Y'all
pat,
ready to
pat,
do
pat,
it at the
pat,
pool?
Pat,
pat, pat,
the end is pat, 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 pat.
Allie's is a shimmy, 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 shimmy.
A shimmy at the end on my back.
Mine is a pat, 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 like third in the middle.
Love this question.
5, 6, 7, 8.
This is what happens when you have a day off in the middle of the week. We come back wacky.
What's your towel routine?
I love this.
I love this question.
414-533-1037. How do you dry off? You can text or you can call. We're going to talk to you next. Hey, happy opening day of Summerfest, everybody.
Webba!
Just wanted to throw that out there. Let's go. Happy first day.
Finally.
I can't believe it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so people are texting in. Let's see, Milo here. I just dry off my hair and air dry the rest. YOLO.
I knew somebody was going to say that. Milo, why didn't I guess it was you?
No, Milo.
Yeah, I said Milo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mila.
Oh, no, no.
You misheard me.
No, no, Milo, my bad.
And we have people on the phone as well because we are talking about your dry-off routine. I went to the shower, but DZ kept it at the pool. Let's keep it PG here.
We're all getting out the pool.
We're all
it's summertime.
We have suits on.
Right.
And Ebony is getting out of the pool with us right now. Right now. Here she comes. Look at the baddie getting out of the pool.
Splash.
I'm getting out the pool.
Look at her fine ass. Ah, look at her getting out. Ah, she's a baddie with a purpose.
Here's a towel, Ebony.
Bow. Ebony. Are you drying off? What are you doing?
Oh, so I'm getting out the pool, right? I got to hit the hair. I got to wrap that up because it's going to keep leaking all over me, right?
Amen.
Then after that, but see, I always have two towels. The one towel is going to go for the hair piece. The second towel is going to go for the body. The first thing I'm going to hit is the fupa. You feel me? I got to dry her off. Then I got to go for the back of that. I got to shimmy it down. Boom.
I got to shimmy it down.
Ebony,
you know what I mean?
I bet your fupa's beautiful. I love you so much.
I'm gonna stand to be Ramon, baby.
So where do you go after that?
Right, shimmy down.
Yeah, then I shimmy down. You know what I'm saying? Then I gotta hit the legs. Gotta dry those boys off.
Yeah.
Then you gotta go back up, make sure that you got the whole back dry.
Whole back.
The
y'all
shimmy.
Ever put on your shirt? Y'all ever put on your shirt and y'all miss the part of your back?
The
and now
worst.
The back is going wet.
That little crease in your back, and then now the back of your shirt just sticks to you.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
Been there.
Yeah. Then you're walking around thinking that you just worked out, and you really didn't. It's just the stuff from the shower in the morning. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how I go. But DZ, guess what?
What? No, you get off our line.
Oh, hang up on her.
I think she might have hung up first.
I love it how you two have this competition where she's hanging up on you first every time.
I need
time.
To stop saying what when she's like, DZ, guess what? I'm like, what, Ebony?
When she says guess what, you just go click.
Right. It's like she points down in my shirt and I look down to look for her smuts and she flicks my nose.
She hits you, yeah.
Man.
Danny's in Oak Creek, though. Let's go to him next. He's our guy. He's called 5 days in a row, got his own theme song. Hey, Danny.
Summertime.
Showered. Morning, man.
Danny, happy shower time. Okay, so you're getting out. You're looking real sexy, Danny, getting out of that shower.
Take your towel. What are you doing with it?
I do that nice hair shake because I got that long hair down to my waist.
I was going to say, right. do you need a towel for your hair?
You might not.
Yeah, so I got... Yeah. So I don't wrap it up or nothing. I just quick dry my hair.
Oh, you're too good for the wrap, huh?
Easy out.
Yep.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know. It's too much.
You don't want to look like you came out of the spa in the 80s? What if that's too much for you with a towel wrapped around
your head?
You
can't figure out the head wrap. That's what it is. You don't want to say it.
Anyway, so go on.
Hey, so, yeah. He's right. I can't figure out the head wrap.
Fair enough.
Right.
Got him.
Fair enough, Danny.
No, do the hair and then just basically straight down. So chest, arms, back, and then legs. And that's it.
See, he's kind of like me.
He doesn't have like a pat, pat, pat like you do. He doesn't have a shimmy. What's your signature move?
Probably don't got some of the creases I got. You feel me? I got a pat, pat, pat.
Shut up.
I do the shimmy.
Okay. We have the shimmy in common.
There we go.
Fair enough.
There we go. Let's right, go, Danny. Good routine.
Yeah, you have a great day, Danny.
Figure out the hair tie. Later, man.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. Last but not least, Lori's in Cedarburg. We'll go to her next. I could have my Gucci. Good morning, Lori.
Hi. Morning. I'd rather be in the pool in this weather.
Right?
True.
Right? Well, let's pretend you are. How are you drying off from head to toe? Go.
So first thing, gotta hit the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one of the special hair towels that's a head wrap. Oh, throw that on.
Aaron's
head.
And
then...
That's what Danny
head,
needs.
Shoulder down.
Oh, she goes head to shoulders all the way straight down.
So Lori says she goes head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, Becky with the good hair has a problem.
And it involves her brother.
Uh-huh. Says, and what is it?
Becky said, my brother's in love with a woman he met on a dating app.
Uh-oh. Welcome to the world.
She says,
aren't we all?
Not bad-mouthing my brother, but he's never had much luck with women. He's only been in two serious relationships in his life. And when he was younger, he was teased a lot in school, which deeply affected his confidence.
Yeah.
Aww, weren't we all?
100%.
Right? Well, maybe not some of us. Some of y'all pretty people.
I definitely felt insecure for a good 2 to 4 years in the middle of school.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway.
Maybe a little bit longer.
There was no Regina George on this side ever.
Ooh, no. I knew the mean girls. I wasn't one of them.
We didn't become baddies till we were adults is what DZ and I are saying.
I'm still working on my bad hood.
Shut up, you are. Go on.
But so. Becky says, you know, it affected his confidence when he was younger and goes, recently, he was telling me how he's been speaking to a woman from out of the country he met from Mexico 2 months ago. Told me that she's already telling them she's fallen in love with him. Wants to marry him.
Oh, this is very 90 Day Fiancé.
Says they FaceTime regularly.
Oh, they're getting married.
See, she's a real person and telling the truth about her life. Just the other day, he called me really excited about how she said she wants him to fly to Mexico to meet her and her family.
Ooh. Ooh, it's getting serious.
But Becky said, honestly, I think it's all incredibly sketchy and raises a ton of red flags. My brother is desperate, though, and wants to go and is even being encouraged by some family to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously told him my concerns and said it was a terrible idea. Am I being paranoid or does this feel sketchy? What should I do about it? Becky. Becky.
So Becky is worried her brother's falling in love with somebody in another country.
Correct.
Does Becky care if they're in this country? Is it another country issue? Or is it that her brother is falling in love with somebody she doesn't know?
Yeah, I think it's
you know
the
what
fact,
I mean?
Yeah, I think it's the fact that it's another country feels scam-ish.
Mm-hmm. For
it's,
sure.
It's what's called a romance scam.
It's the stereotype.
Right.
But 90 Day Fiancé is infamous for this, where you see all these couples that are not scamming each other all
right.
the time who fall in love in other countries and
looking
they want nothing but love. And that's
yep.
what they're not trying to get money. Every now and then you see one or two in there who you're like, they're not here for the right reasons. They're
right.
using that person because
right.
they have nothing and they want a life.
Exactly.
But most of them are genuine love.
Looking for a
yeah.
companion, looking for somebody, looking for a relationship.
And they're just crazy and that's what makes the show good.
Really though, and
it has yeah.
let's be honest, the way we're in the world right now, mm-hmm. those shows, 90 Day Fiancé and any others, mm-hmm. make it a little more realistic for people that are not 90 Day Fiancé sure. worthy, quote unquote.
Well, and my sister, my brother-in-law's an immigrant. He's from Australia, but people don't think about Australia. But yes, that's an immigrant. He had to get a visa
and
move here.
Right. But people you know? Think immigration and go Latin American countries yeah. primarily.
Well, they're scamming or someone's scamming or woman's scamming you in another country.
It's a mail order bride from Slovenia.
Totally.
Chill out. Okay.
Yeah.
Because yes, could it happen?
But it happens in America too, by the way.
Thank you.
That's where I was going with that. Anyway.
Let's get the two things, the two scams that I think it could be out of the way.
Okay.
One, romance scam. She says she loves you, wants to, you know, get you moved, blah, blah, blah. Funnels you out your money and then disappears.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, she wants her green card. She wants to become a citizen. So she's going to try to marry you to get that. Boom, get that out the way.
Yeah.
Those two things, though possible, don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in the era, and you nailed it right on the head for me. These shows, this environment, the technology mm-hmm. that we have allows the world to be connected in so many different ways. Maybe she has never had very good luck with men in her country.
Oh, she's got a bad taste in her mouth, so she's...
No, what I'm saying is...
Oh, the girl in Mexico.
Like Becky's saying about her brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's had terrible luck with women. Maybe whoever he's dating or talking to in Mexico has had terrible luck with men.
Oh.
They are the perfect match and happen to be from a different country.
Mm.
Is that impossible?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Not at all. And I don't even know if it matters what they have in common.
I mean, we don't know what they have in common. So far, their relationship has flourished in different ways. Now, it's 2 months, a little too early to...
So what should Becky do?
Maybe say, I love you, marry me.
Not 2 months in.
Not 2 months in.
That's,
I do think it's a little strange, but if he wants to fly out there, if he wants to meet her...
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Go with him.
Go
with him.
It's fair.
My advice, what should she do? Offer to go with him so that he's not going alone. Because if you are concerned about it, he is your older brother at the end of the day.
Right.
Why are you taking care of your older brother?
Right.
I don't think she needs to involve herself in the relationship.
Well, yeah, especially if you're adults.
But it's a chance to go to Mexico.
Like, fair.
Come on.
Because you can have opinions, but at the end of the day, you got to let them live their life.
My best advice, where I feel like my advice lies today, you got to let him go. You got to let him do his thing.
But go with him if you want.
But if you're concerned, book a flight.
All right.
For real.
414-533-1037. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So Becky wrote in because she's worried about her brother who fell in love with a woman in Mexico. And she doesn't know what to think about it. So DZ said, let him go and go with him if you're that worried. Go visit.
Make sure he's safe, I guess.
Don't be weird.
Yeah, just don't. You can't get involved.
Don't go there and then expect to hang out and be the third wheel the whole time.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Make some friends for yourself.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Becky's worried about her brother who fell in love with a woman that lives in Mexico.
Correct.
And so you said, well, go with him then when he goes to visit her if you're that worried.
It's not your concern. It's not your relationship. Mm-hmm. You can meet and fall in love with somebody from wherever. If you are worried about your brother's safety and well-being is one thing, then go on the trip with him and stay out the way on that trip, though.
DZ, what if he falls in love with a girl in Washington? You going to go then, too? You got to meet everybody?
Red flags. She's scamming you. Romance scam.
Miko's on the phone this morning. We'll go to him first. Good morning, Miko.
Good morning, familia. Papi, how's it going?
Wepa, wepa. What's going on, papa?
Hola, I'm here too.
Yeah.
I said familia.
Fair.
That included you in the family.
Good. Miko. All right, what do you think about this scenario? What should Becky do?
Mm-hmm.
My opinion for Becky is, you know, it's like, hey, he's older. You know what? It doesn't matter where this chick is. She could be in Russia. She could be anywhere.
She could be in Manitowoc for all we care or know, honestly.
Exactly. And it's like they have a connection.
Mm-hmm.
It might be fake. Yeah, sure. But you know what? He's an adult.
Yeah.
He's got to learn. He's got to navigate this. And, yeah, like DZ said, if she wants, go with him. But you know what? Don't rain on the dude's parade. It's just like he's happy. He's enjoying it. Everybody needs that moment. It's just like support it, you know. Just tell him to be cautious.
Mm. Well, and he's already had bad luck with women that you've experienced and seen as your brother. Why are you trying to bring him more bad luck if he's having a little luck?
That's why she doesn't trust his judgment. That's why she's concerned, because she knows he's made bad choices. So she's going, well, he doesn't have the sense to pick a woman that's not... This woman has to be scanning him, because every other woman was awful, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm assuming here.
How many people have we picked in our lives that we regretted and we're smart?
All of them. Wait, did I say that out loud? My bad.
Everyone except my wife, dog.
Whoops. Everyone except the father of my children, because I love my kids.
That part. Ding, ding.
I was going to say, DZ, you and me both, you know, because, my wife, she deals with me. She's a saint, whatever. But, and if I can say this real quick. It's her birthday this week, so happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
Happy birthday.
Becky's going to just have to let bro be bro. And you know what? If he gets hurt, it's just like, let him do his thing.
Miko, that you could just stop right there, big dog. Let bro be bro. Appreciate your call, fam.
Bye, Miko.
All right, brother.
Peace. Bye.
Saucy is on the phone next. Saucy Sandra. She's got something to say. Becky's worried about her brother, who met a girl in Mexico.
Morning, Sauce.
Oh, snap. Good morning, guys. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey, I will say people have texted in a couple incidents where someone they knew went to another country and either got hurt or killed. It also happens in America.
Yep.
Just for the record. I don't want one incident to make you think you can't go to another country ever, because that's also the wrong...
Nope.
You know, this is how stereotypes start.
So judgmental. Quit being judgmental, y'all.
Well, it's based on their one experience, right?
Be open, because live in abundance, not in scarcity, guys.
I like that.
Okay, so Saucy, what do you think she should do?
So, you know, here's my take on it. You know, we all want to protect the people we love, and that's understandable. However, your brother's cognitive dissonance isn't yours to give to him. Mm. He has to realize it himself. What you need to do is communicate with him and communicate your concerns and your feelings.
She said she
did that. I think it's a red flag too. However, that's not for me to judge. It's his. Right.
If she already did that, then we're done here.
Yep, honestly.
Because I can think of a time where someone close to me, I looked at them and I said, look, I don't know what's going on in your relationship. You seem happy, but I'm worried about these two things. And I said privately to this person, but if you're happy and these things don't bother you, then I support you. And that is exactly the conversation we had.
And I'm happy for you.
She goes, I'm good. I go, then we're good.
Then we're good.
Then I'm going to let it go. And that's what Becky needs to do here. She either needs to say, if you're good, then I'm good. Because I can't control who you're going to date, because we're adults.
She said she
100% right there.
You want to protect him, but you can't control them.
So don't go on the trip then?
Yep.
No, don't go on the trip.
I was going to say, we still
go to Mexico. No, he can do whatever the heck he wants, but her, I wouldn't butt in and go to Mexico. Let her brother go to Mexico by himself and have fun.
He's an adult.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saucy.
He's an adult.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, Saucy.
No problem. Much love.
Much love. Bye.
Somebody said, but you can make your way home safe from Manitowoc. How do you know?
Come on now.
Not everybody made it home safe from Manitowoc, and I'm not even trying to be shady with that comment. That's what I'm saying. Anything could happen anywhere. Why did I blank out on the Netflix special on Manitowoc right now? What's it called? With the woman that got killed in Manitowoc. There was a whole
Making a murder. Thank you. My point was,
it doesn't matter. You can make it home safe from anywhere, huh?
Oh, can you?
Can you?
Oh, can
I'm
you?
Saying you just never know.
And like you said, you can make it home safe from anywhere, maybe, but you
it's
can
the
also
stereotypes that annoy me.
Be safe anywhere, because check this text. Somebody said, tell her brother to go for it. A good friend of mine married someone he met online from the Philippines, and he lives there now.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Come on, you changed your whole life, and now you live
in another country.
Boom. That's a mic drop, man.
Very cool.
Man.
All right. Well, I think we've solved the problem, DZ.
Becky needs to butt out.
Seriously, the end.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, I need a stretch because I had a date last night.
Look at you talking day. Woo-hoo. Oh, well, you still need to wake up today, I see. The sure. Day went that well, I see.
It went good. And I'll tell you about it in a little bit. And I need you to help me come up with a name for this guy because I agreed to a second date. What?
Ooh, he needs a name then.
Yeah, he needs a name.
Second dates get names.
Yeah.
It's just like when people call 5 days in a row, you get a theme song. Mm-hmm. Second dates get names.
Second dates gets names. That's right. We're back. We were off yesterday for Juneteenth.
That's right.
It is now a federal holiday, as it should be.
Seriously, though, I think it was made official last year, but mm-hmm. then you know how the process of things goes. It takes mm-hmm. a little bit, but yeah, now it's on the books.
Well, I always appreciated the end of slavery, learning about it as a child, so right. I don't know why the hell we aren't celebrating it as a country, because thank God.
And the thing
you know?
Is...
And so I'm glad that they've made it a holiday now, but a lot of people aren't even enforcing it. There was no mail yesterday. No. There was no banks open. Our company was off.
Yep.
The city of Milwaukee, a lot of people were off. But I don't know if other people were.
Target was open.
Well, I mean, they're open. They're even open on Christmas now. They don't care about Jesus or anybody.
I'm just saying. Shout out Target Angelo.
No, they're not.
I know he was at work.
There was a lot of people working. There's stores open. It's, you know, I expect stores to be open.
It's not necessarily enforced.
But like a Memorial Day, you know, where we're honoring people who have served that have, you know, lost their lives and whatnot. There's all these holidays that matter.
But Juneteenth is now one of them holidays, and it has been for a lot of people for a very long time.
Yeah, you don't have to let me off for President's Day. I'm good.
I'll take it. Hold on now, I'll take it.
Same.
But we were off yesterday, and it was because there was the Juneteenth celebration, mm-hmm. big deal. It was the 53rd annual in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. one of the longest standing celebrations in the world.
That's amazing.
In the world.
Did you go down to the parade?
Went down to the parade mm-hmm. with our sister station,
yep.
right? Promise, GA, y'all know, do you double E. Yes. Right? They were there. They were in the flow. I was carrying the banner, doing my thing.
I was open to coming to the parade, but DZ texted me at 10 and said, if you can get here in the next 15 minutes, you're good.
Just,
I go,
just so
I
you know.
I hate you so much right now.
Because the Marquette basketball team is here.
What? Too young.
Then Allie said, I'm on my way. Wait, what?
I said, no, wait, they're kids.
How tall are the coaches? And I said, you good.
No, how tall are their dads? How tall are your daddies?
Your daddies. Oh, Lord.
No, all right. So it went good. It,
man, when I say that's a celebration, when I go to a parade, mm-hmm. when we're in a parade, that's the parade I'm trying to be in. When I say the parade mm-hmm. was popping, that is literally what I describe Juneteenth, because it is about a mile and a half, whatever how long, mm-hmm. of just good vibes, party, everybody happy, jubilant.
Yes.
Wepaing.
Celebrating freedom.
Highest wepas. If you don't know the history, it took a whole 2 years from when slavery actually ended mm-hmm. in 1863.
To enforce it, right?
To get it to the last of the slaves.
Because people continued to do whatever they wanted and continue to have slaves, yep. even though it was illegal, and continue to torture and own people and yep. do all these disgusting things until somebody went and dealt with
it. So somebody rode in on a horse to Galveston, mm-hmm. Texas 2 years mm-hmm. later, 1865, went, no, y'all don't do that no more. Mm-hmm. And Juneteenth was born.
That's right.
So, yeah, beautiful celebration.
I was talking to my kids about it, because now it's not during school. They don't hear a lot of these things if they're out of school.
That's true.
So I don't like that. You know, they need some education on it. It's or a lot us. Of education.
It's on us to put mm-hmm. it out there, man, right. and let them know.
You're right.
So now they know. We're debating on whether we're just going to shorten it to teens, but the verdict ain't out on that yet.
Keep it Juneteenth. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a good day at the parade.
Thank you. It was great.
And that's why we weren't here. So we have an Am I the Jerk, though, coming up next. Somebody wrote in, and they want to know if they're the jerk for not inviting somebody to their wedding.
But who is that?
It's kind of shady. It's kind of shady. I feel like we're going to be split down the middle with the callers. I feel like some people are going to get it, and some people are going to be like, no way.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's is short and sweet. You can always submit your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs. This was an email.
That all works, yeah.
You get some on Facebook, too. It's from Nikki. And she said, I want to know, am I the jerk for not inviting her new boyfriend to my wedding? Allie and DZ, I'm getting married this summer. My sister is going through a divorce. She recently started dating somebody new, but I haven't met him yet. Am I the jerk for not inviting her new boyfriend to my wedding?
Huh.
Nikki,
uh-huh.
I have been through this. I know people that have been through this.
Yeah.
And this is such a touchy subject.
Is it really that
yes,
touchy?
Yes, it was a huge issue. A huge issue with the people I've known where someone was going through a divorce and the friends and family do not want to accept anyone new. So the divorce isn't even final yet and they do not want the new spouse at anything. It doesn't mean there was an affair or anything. It just means they're not interested in welcoming somebody new in.
They're not rocking with the new person yet.
And that's what Nikki's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Right? They're feeling this weird thing inside.
It's like a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So Nikki wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting the new boyfriend to the wedding. But then you're also not supporting your sister.
You're not. Right. And I get that you haven't met them yet, but mm-hmm. isn't that a beautiful opportunity to meet them? If your sister's dating them, it's for a reason, and you want to support your family.
Do you want to meet them at a wedding for the first time? Is that it?
Right.
When they're not even divorced yet? I don't know.
It for sure says they're not divorced. Like,
it says
they're
my
going
sister
through-
is... My sister's going through a divorce. She recently started dating
somebody else.
But I'm not inviting the new guy to my wedding.
Right.
So her sister going through a divorce and...
Doesn't matter if the divorce is finalized or not is my question.
Apparently it does.
It does.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Because realistically, I'm thinking you want to support family, mm-hmm. right? And if it's a day of love, joy, and happiness, you want your family to also be surrounded by love, joy, and happiness. Yeah. And if they're in a really good place in their life with the person that they're currently dating, amid a divorce or not, mm-hmm. why would you be jaded in your thought and go, nope, not inviting
Well, and they didn't even say anything like, oh, we also invited her ex-husband.
Right.
So that's why. There's none of that. Because there was a wedding that I got invited, or I didn't get invited to. This is funny. Well, I was dating someone who I ended up being with for a long time. Mm-hmm. They were going through a divorce. This is why I don't date anyone going through a divorce. This was because I've done it and it's a disaster. And he was in a wedding and they would not invite me.
And it was because the ex was invited.
Uh-huh. And they didn't want it to make it awkward for the ex, which is fair.
That's one thing.
I get that. But this doesn't say anything about any weird encounters.
It doesn't feel like anybody's going to feel awkward unless the bride is going to feel awkward. Yeah. At that rate, sure, your day. But it doesn't sound like that for me.
Mm.
It sounds like you're just being a little petitious and going, nope, not inviting a new boyfriend.
But you don't know this guy and it's your wedding. Now you're going to have, what if they don't last? And you got some random dude she dated during her divorce. I don't know.
How many other random people were at your wedding, period?
Touche.
Think about it, man. Touché. I look back at pictures and go, we invited them?
I look back at my guest book and I go, who the hell was that?
Come on. Like one random
all
guy with your sister. That's going to be her bad memory if that goes south, not yours.
And this may tear them apart. But it's her, but it's the bride's wedding. She can invite whoever she wants.
And deny whoever she
wants.
That's
right.
Dang, bro. So, I am torn about this,
actually. Is Nikki the jerk? I know, it's a tough one. Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding because her sister's going through a divorce? She's decided, I'm not inviting the new guy.
She said what she said, huh?
All right, 414-533-1037. I can't wait to see what everybody says about this.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Nikki wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding because her sister's going through a divorce. She recently started dating somebody new, but she has not met him. And she's not inviting the new boyfriend to the wedding.
Kind of sucks if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Callie's in Oak Creek. We're going to go straight to the phones because we got a lot of texts. We'll get to those in a second. Good morning, Callie in Oak Creek.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey, hey.
Good morning. What do you think? Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding?
I think she's not the jerk.
Okay, explain.
All right. So I have a similar situation. At my wedding, my mother-in-law was dating somebody, and she brought her boyfriend to the wedding.
Mother-in-law.
And so you're, okay, now, got it. I have to think about this for a second. So your mother-in-law's got a boyfriend. Got it.
Yeah. And so now I have these beautiful pictures from my wedding with my mother-in-law's now ex.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought this up, Callie, because this is another issue with bringing someone to a wedding that may not be there. But then again, think of all the pictures people have with wedding parties. I know people where they're now divorced, so they have now have one half of the couple in their wedding picture, and the other half they haven't talked to in 10 years because they got divorced.
Right.
And now you got this couple
in your wedding picture. A new boyfriend is a little different than maybe an ex.
And you shouldn't have put him in the picture, for the record.
But my question then, Callie, though, is do you guys regret? Do you have a sour taste about having that guy in the pictures with your mother-in-law? Or is it just more, man, that sucked. He was a blah, 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 whatever.
He didn't work out.
Well, I don't have that picture hanging up on a wall anywhere. I'll just say that.
Sure.
It's kind of tucked away in the album.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's on her. We tried to be supportive of her and allow him to come and whatever she wanted to do, we let her make that call.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But I also think what she could do to make this situation a little better is maybe have him come after dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't be there for the whole day.
Like, if it's the picture issue, just to keep him out until the pictures are done.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Come for the reception. That's it.
I think they
come
just don't want to accept someone new. That's what it sounds like to me,
that's
honestly.
What it feels like.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, Callie says not the jerk. Thank you, Callie.
Have a great day.
Not the jerk. Have a good one.
Bye.
Here's an opposite on text. It says, she's the jerk. Everyone should be allowed to bring a plus one who makes them feel comfortable to a social event like a wedding. I disagree with that. I don't think, and if I'm paying, I don't owe you a plus one. I'm sorry.
I've heard that concept.
I don't
and,
like it.
And understand it, but no. If
but
it's
when
my day,
else is paying,
out of my pocket, you don't get to just say, I need a emotional support friend.
Especially when you're paying a lot of times thousands of dollars, you're not paying for someone you've never met.
You
There's no way I'm taking you out to dinner if I've never met you when it's three times the cost is normal.
You mean thousands of plate
you
nowadays,
know what I'm saying.
Bro. It's reckless.
Let's go to Nick in Muskego next. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
What up?
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Callie said not the jerk. You going the same way?
No, I'm going jerk.
Ooh.
Big time jerk.
Okay. Why?
He said big time.
Big time jerk. So, like, you know, the thing is, I'm just trying to think here. You know, it's her sister, and yes, although her sister is going through a divorce right now, if you love your sister, the divorce is not going to affect you personally.
There you
now,
go.
If it affects, you know, the sister, that's one thing. But in her life right now, the sister is happy with where she's at with her new boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And if that's what's going to make her happy at her wedding, not that her sister's wedding isn't going to make her happy, but if that's what's going to make her happy on that day, then she should let her sister's new boyfriend come. And like DZ said, that's a perfect time for the new boyfriend to get introduced to everyone.
Everyone. Mm-hmm.
But the reason this becomes awkward is if they don't work out. That's the issue, right?
If you make it awkward, or if it gets awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the grand scheme of things. But the thing, like, in the moments, like, you know, you're going to date how many people in your life, you know, if you're, you know, having troubles at that time. And you just look back at it and say, hey, I dated this guy and it didn't work out. You know, if you're mature about it, it's not that, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
I support it.
If you're going to be mature about it.
I'm with you.
I support it, Nick.
It's just hard because there's a divorce and everybody knows both sides here. That's the issue. Well,
and everybody's going to be a little judgmental about it, maybe. But if you can get past that, I think it could be a beautiful night and time for everybody. Nick, we
appreciate your call. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Peace.
All right, Jessica's in Hartford. Last but not least, Jessica, congratulations. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, whichever way it goes for you. What do you think? Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding since her sister isn't divorced yet?
No way. Not the jerk.
Oh.
Nope. This happened to me when my husband and I got married. My sister-in-law had, I think, maybe been like 2 weeks post-divorce.
Oh.
And prior to that, my mother-in-law insisted she bring her new boyfriend, who we had never met, no one had met, and then wanted him to sit at like the front table with everybody.
Not the head table,
but like the table where like the parents sit.
Yeah,
you know?
the family table.
Uh-huh. I said no, so I stuck him in the back. He ended up coming. And it was so awkward because, like, you know, you make your rounds to the table, and we went around and we said hi to everyone, and we went over to that table, and I said, hi, I'm Jessica. And
you cannot
talk later. It was really weird. And, you know, to like what Nick previously was saying, it's not about the sister. I don't care what makes her happy on that day. It's not about her.
It's about me.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Honestly, it's about the bride and groom.
She's not with him anymore. They got engaged. They broke it off. And now we don't speak with her, nor does her mom speak with her.
Oh, talk about a big yikes in personal experience.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Nail it.
Not because of that, but you know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Jessica works it out.
Not the jerk. Thanks for calling,
not
Jessica.
The jerk. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
So many messages. Somebody said, so if you're single, you can't bring a date? Jerk.
Listen, if somebody's not offering you a plus one, which we don't know, clearly the sister doesn't want to give her a plus one.
Yep.
But if you're not giving a plus one, you can't force it. Mother-in-laws, family, they're always the ones to go, yeah, but can I please push the boundaries?
Somebody said a wedding is not for first meeting introductions, not the jerk. Somebody said, jerk, Photoshop exists for a reason. What do you do if they're in the middle? What if they're not on the end?
Listen, Photoshop works wonders nowadays. AI, Kate, take out the guy in the middle. Did you mean the groom?
Yes. Yes, actually. Very busy show today. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
So I went on a date last night.
You were saying? Yeah, go on.
It was not dumpster fire dating today.
No.
I met a kid yesterday who said he loves it. I'm like, you're nine. Andrew.
No.
His name was Andrew. He's nine.
Drew, my boy.
He's at the pool. He's like, Allie.
Drewski.
What's up with dumpster fire? I'm like, you're nine.
What do you mean, what's up with dumpster fire? Jeez.
What's going on in your dating life?
You got a story for me?
Oh,
what?
Oh, man. Okay, well, so I went out. I had not gone out with anyone, since coffee date guy, right?
True, correct.
And that fizzled because we went out and I was just not really feeling him. We had a sober coffee date.
Right.
And before that, the last date had been Valentine's Day with the, you know,
with the
27-year-old who we don't speak of. Mm-hmm. So, or we do speak of.
Well, we've spoken on him.
I've been going to the gym, been trying to lose that little 10 pounds I put on. Been very focused.
For sure.
Doing that. And that's what I'm not going out, but I went out last night.
Been focused on you, but now you focused on somebody else. And this is a new. Okay.
And so when I came back from California and I opened up my Hinge, the app, I had, you know, not opened it in a while. So I opened it and I have this message. message.
You had suitors waiting.
I did. And one of them was this guy who said something like, hey, I deleted you, but now I'm ready to take you out to me, which I was like, I don't even know who this guy is.
You delete? Oh.
And I go, you deleted me, huh?
Didn't notice you had me.
He's like, but I'm here. I'm ready to take you out. I'm like, cool. Let's go. So we start talking on Hinge, and I'm not much of a messenger.
I feel that.
I want to meet in person. I want to connect in person. I want to have face-to-face talks and see if we have chemistry.
Best way to judge.
But our conversation was flowing smoother than any convo I've had in a long time on a message.
With somebody natural?
He was making jokes. They were funny. Our banter was very good. It was flowing. Okay. I was getting his humor. He was getting mine. It was just working.
That's
and I was
nice.
Like, well, this is a positive thing.
This is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And he's saying nice things, but of course I'm traumatized from dating, which I talked to him a little bit about. And I'm like, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in men. I used to. I've dated some really great men. But unfortunately, I've dated a lot of awful men in the past year or two. And I've had some really bad experiences. And they have destroyed my faith in dating.
Sure,
I have zero faith. So I'm coming into this thinking, you're going to suck. And I have zero expectations. And the video where the woman picks a bear over a guy in the woods, that part.
That's that part. Okay, got
and
it. Got
I talked
it.
About that video.
I follow.
And he said, I get it. The more I date, I understand. A lot of these women are just over it because men, you know, having a hard time. Depends on who you find,
Sure, of course. Selective. Case by case.
But then we met up and I was excited to meet him.
You were at least open enough to meet him.
Uh-huh, and I was excited too.
And you lost all faith.
And I thought, this guy's funny. And so I met him and it was great. We met last night and we had a few drinks. Then we had a little bit of dinner because we were sitting there and obviously I was getting hungry. So I was like, do you want to eat? He's like, I know, I ate dinner.
You ate dinner?
I know, who am I? I never eat dinner on first dates because I usually want to get the hell out.
What?
I'm like, I gotta go.
And then
I go home and eat.
On a first date, you ended up chilling and having some time. How long did you guys end up hanging out for?
Well, I met him at, we were supposed to go at 6, and I was like, I'm done early. My kids are gone. You want to meet up early? I was ready to meet this guy.
I was excited.
So 5:30, and then it was getting dark when we left, so 9. And the only reason we left was because I said, listen, I worked out today. I took my kids to the pool and swam. I've been in the sun. I've drank.
I'm tired.
I'm really tired.
It's not
that I'm not enjoying you. It's just I'm spent.
Yeah, I got to go home.
So he's like, so what are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, just like that.
But then this is where it gets weird.
What?
I go, well, I got another date tomorrow with somebody else.
Oh, my boy. What did he say to that? Why is this a saga already?
It's already a saga.
So what did he say to that?
I can't do anything right in my life.
Because the date had been going so well, apparently.
And he seems to be like a good guy. And he's like, I'm going to tell you everything. I'm going to be honest with you about this and that. And I know this about you. Because he said to me, I know a lot about your past.
Sure.
So this is what I have to put on the table.
Mm.
And if, you know, here it is. So he'd been like, seemed to be open.
Which it still sounds like he's being open. And you were open back by saying, I'm a little,
it's going to take time for me to warm up to you and be open to you in any kind of way that I really want to be open to you because I don't believe you.
But
I hope you're telling the truth.
And so far.
Because I want to be positive and go into this with a positive attitude.
Right. And so far, so good. Right.
So far,
so good. And like I said, you were open enough to go, oh, yeah, I actually got some plans already tomorrow.
I liked how cocky he was, but not too cocky, you know, where he was like confident enough. Because, you know, I can take over and that becomes a problem. My personality. He's got a strong personality like me.
Yeah.
Which could be a problem later.
Well, could butt some heads a little bit, but it can make for an interesting time. That's for sure. What did he say when you said, I got another day tomorrow?
He said, oh. And then I said, and he's like, okay. Well, you know, you can do what you want. I go, well, I don't know if I'm going because honestly, I hadn't even responded to the other guy. The other guy's still sitting there going, where do you want to go? And I haven't written back in 2 days because I was more interested in this guy.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're more interested.
The connection is with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went, do I not go on the date or is that stupid then? Because I've only met this guy once. You see the dilemma?
Let me tell you though, if you don't go on this next date, the new.
Then I go out with this guy again tonight.
No, hell no. You don't want to inflate his ego like that because then he's going to be like, oh, you canceled that other day for me.
You're right.
If you don't go on this date, then you just got to kick it by yourself.
Because
if not, you're going to get his man the craziest confidence boost and he's going to be like, what up? Hey, Allie canceled that day. Hey, it's because of me.
She likes me. You know, yep. You're right.
Exactly.
You're right. You're
exactly.
Right. You're right.
That's just from an outside opinion, you know, brother man over here just calling it like he sees it. But you do sound more interested just off of conversation.
Yeah.
That you were far more interested in going out with the dude you just talked to us
about.
Yeah,
100%. I want the connection. I want the somebody that I can really have a companionship in. You know what I mean?
I got so many more questions.
Well, then let's ask him next, and then I want you to tell me what his name is, because seriously, we need to. He mentioned a name, and I said that's not going to work.
Yeah.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Mike in Hartford just texted me and said, "Call him Dinner Connection."
Dinner Connection.
Now it doesn't sound right, Mike.
It sounds a little weird.
It's not sounding right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ went on a first date last night.
Yeah.
Went surprisingly well.
With new.
With new man who makes me giggle and makes me laugh.
Hey, wait, did I just decide? No, no, I don't like that. I don't like that.
No.
But the date went well.
You did. I thought we had a good time. And I expected it to because we had a good banter on messaging. And I don't like to message. I don't like to text. I just want to meet you in person. That's where the connection lives in person for me.
IRL, in real life.
I need that in real life.
Right.
That's where it works for
me.
So, yeah. So that was, what questions did you have, though, about it?
The connection went so well. You ended up getting dinner with this dude. Mm-hmm. More than just like a quick little, hey, hello. Y'all ended up breaking bread and sharing a meal.
We did.
Which, to me, that makes me go, oh, there is more interest than I feel like would normally happen, which then begets the questions or baguettes, depending on where you live and if you're in France. No, first, highlight and low light of the date.
Because
you spent like 4 hours with this man.
I did. Highlight was probably in the beginning when we start immediate connection talking and natural. That's probably highlight overall. Is that it? It felt natural.
Felt good.
Yeah. And like even at the beginning, you know, we're sitting at the bar because you know I'm a side by side person. That's how I sit.
Right.
I don't want a table.
You don't want face to face.
I want side by side.
I feel that.
So of course he leans over. He's touching my leg and he's like, "Is this okay?" I'm like, "Yep."
Ooh.
So I'm like, "Okay." Like we're feeling each other. Right?
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise they'd be like, nope.
Don't
touch me.
No, thank
me.
You, bubble.
So that was probably the highlight, just how natural that felt.
Word.
The low light is something really funny.
Okay. Talk to me.
He turns to me in the beginning and he says, and I wrote it down. I even told him, I'm putting this in my notes and I'm repeating this on the air tomorrow because this is messed up.
Okay.
He is very. Shout out what he thinks like me. Impulsive.
Frontal lobe.
And I thought, you might be an ADHD man yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says at one point, he goes, you know, I really wanted to go out with you because I think that we would have a lot in common. I, too, am also a little quirky and weird.
Wait.
And he keeps going. And I go, what?
Was that a compliment?
And I go, did you hear what you just said? You just called me quirky and weird, which true. But not the point. I was like, and he just says it like.
He said it as a compliment because he's like, this is things that could connect us.
But nobody's ever looked at me and gone like, yeah, you're quirky and weird.
You're so quirky and weird.
And I thought, this guy is just like me where he's putting his foot in his mouth and he doesn't realize it. I do that all the time.
Didn't realize it at all.
That's so me.
They didn't realize it. He thought he was saying something nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he really thought he complimented the heck out of you.
We're both weirdos. What does that mean?
I'm a not duck. You're a not duck. Let's be quack quacks together.
So that was kind of funny. That was the lowest of the low.
The lowest of the low.
That would be the worst, and that wasn't that bad.
Okay.
So that was my highlight and low light.
Bet. And then follow-up question. Unless
ask me whatever you want.
Because I got questions for days.
Because I didn't even tell you how it ended or anything. I'm seeing the text coming in, too.
I'm asking questions to see if I can craft his nickname from these questions.
You know what annoyed me the most about him?
What? Wait, is this a red flag?
This is the red flag.
Give me a red flag, then.
He has an Android.
Huh?
He's a psychopath, I know.
What?
Who has an Android?
You went on a date with somebody who has an Android?
When I saw it, I didn't know because I don't give people my number till I go out with them, so I didn't know.
You didn't ask this one of your vetting questions?
No, when I get to the bar and I'm like, he's got to have an iPhone, obviously.
Clearly, you can't assume.
And then we get into the argument. Next thing you know, it's Android, you know, because Android people love to fight with iPhone people
and vice
versa.
Of course.
Whereas I said, it's 2024. Can you come over to the other side already?
Please.
So we can. I said, we can't even FaceTime.
Yeah, you can.
You're ruining our vibe.
You can FaceTime
now. No, tell him we can't so he gets a new one.
Yeah, no.
no, no, you can't. No, they don't have that feature.
He said he might switch if I stick around.
Whoa. Oh, he is interested. If he's considering switching teams.
So that's my big, he has an Android and it's messing up our chat. I even said to him, he texted me good morning. I said, I don't know when you're writing now because you're on an Android. When we were on Hinge, I knew when you were typing. This is annoying.
Now I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Now y'all got to get WhatsApp.
You know what? Go get the number just to get another app. So typical.
Okay.
Wait. Somebody said, call him first course because Allie be wanting more. That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. I kind of like that.
Did he explain the whole I deleted you at first, but now I'm ready comment? Yeah, and I don't really care because we're all dating and checking things out, and timing is everything.
On the app, it's not weird like that.
I don't care why he deleted me, because I don't remember being matched with him, if you want me to be honest.
Sure.
Who cares? Somebody said, Android guy.
Android guy. It could be Android.
It could be Android.
Do we want to give him that much love? Because then he's never going to switch.
Right.
Think about it. We can't name him Android, because then he's going to stick strong to Android.
Shoot.
Hmm.
So what do we call him?
Okay. One final question. Family man? Kids? No kids?
Yeah, he actually has two sons around Owen and Hudson's age. And I've never dated someone with kids about around the same age.
Literally. Same age.
Boys, yeah.
Okay. How often does he have them? I don't know if it matters.
50-50, just like me.
Okay. Bet. Because I was like, custody matters.
50-50. It does matter.
Could give you an explanation.
It does matter. Nope. He seems to be involved with his kids. So that's we're good on that front. He did kiss me.
What? What? Mm-hmm. On the forehead?
Yeah, also.
On the cheek, good night?
Yes, as well.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Definitely kissed me.
Okay.
He kissed me before the end of the night.
Wait, what?
When we were sitting there,
I thought it was a goodbye kiss.
No, he like leaned in and like pecked me, and I was like, damn. And then he kissed me again at the end of the night.
Did you flinch back? Did you react back? Did you pull back?
You know how I get nervous? Well, you don't know how. You've never gone on a date with me. I get nervous, awkward when it gets physical in the beginning. I'm like,
You get all schoolgirl. I get butterflies.
Because I'm nervous because I don't trust anybody, right?
LGBT here.
So I'm afraid of dudes. I'm like, But then once I get comfortable, it's on. Ooh. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, once you're like, okay.
Once I know you, then I'm comfortable.
We're bouncing each other back and forth enough.
It takes a little for me to cross over to the romantic side. What should his name be? Somebody said, DZ, you are like a big brother. Duh. He did say he thinks he'd get along with you because he said, I'm back to listening to the radio. I said, I bet you are.
Ain't you now.
My master plan worked.
We got you back.
So what's his name?
See, I was going to call him
first date with a plate.
Date with a plate? Ooh, hold on.
Stop.
Y'all know I like me some alliteration. Okay, I'm thinking, and this is one I started thinking of early on, right?
Okay.
And it's because he said, we're quirky and weird. We can be quirky and weird together, right?
Yeah.
Can we call him Quirky?
You want to call him Quirky?
Can we call him Quirky?
No, it doesn't. No.
What about Duck?
It's even worse.
Like Odd Duck.
It's like Ducky and Pretty in Pink. It's even worse.
I consider myself an Odd Duck. What's wrong with being an Odd Duck?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Quirk.
He's a plumber. I didn't tell you what he does. Not to be confused with not plumber guy.
This
because I will say some listeners came up to us in the bar and were like, Allie. And they came to say hi. And then they wanted to meet this guy. And I said, I'm on a date. And this one woman I met kept going, he's fine. But I don't know if we have a name yet.
Honestly, I think it's still TBD. I don't think I'm decided. I don't like any of the names I've given. Mm-hmm. Maybe we allow it to continue. We don't want to force a name on this man.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong to force a name on this man, and we want to give him a proper name. Let's wait until the next date. More info.
The next date? Like, not tonight?
What you mean? I already told you can't go out with this man tonight. Don't cast this man up like that.
Okay.
Do
I go out with the other guy tonight? No.
Well, that's up to you.
Oh.
That's up to you.
Well,
if you want to go on another date, that's all you.
Unbelievable.
So far, so good. You don't got this man in the pocket yet.
Somebody said name him Quirky Man. Same thing you said.
They like it.
Rude.
So Kelly in Sussex said name him Winner Chicken Dinner.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ.
Wepa.
And we are going to be giving away tickets to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave shortly.
Yeah, just hold on though.
Less than 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Give it a second.
Okay. So, DZ.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about something.
What?
your siblings. And this all started on Tuesday when I brought Owen and Hudson in to recap our vacation for the first time this summer.
Yeah.
And, well, you know how it goes with siblings. Wait, where are you at in the birth order? Middle?
I'm technically the oldest in my sibling category.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
But you had a half-brother that was older.
Yep. Your stepbrother, technically. Stepbrother, stepsister.
Sorry.
That one, same. They were all. We were family. Blood. It was family to me, so yeah. He's passed, and then I got a sister that lives in Texas. She's older, but as far as my blood relation, I'm the oldest.
You have a little sister,
I got a little sister, yes.
Right, and so I'm the baby. Mm-hmm. I have two older sisters, because where you are in the birth order really matters.
It really does matter.
My whole life, I was accused of getting everything they didn't get, and they were right. I did get everything they didn't get earlier and quicker, and I'm seeing it now with Hudson and Owen, because I'm getting Hudson a phone now for his birthday when he turns 11. Owen, remember, Owen didn't get one until he turned 12.
Until he was a whole year later.
Getting to a place where I need them to have them for safety issues, because I'm leaving them by themselves sometimes or at a friend's or whatever. And now they need phones.
And they're also going to be at different schools now.
Yes.
Right? For next year.
Owen's going to middle school. They'll be at two different schools.
So it's not like if one has a phone.
I need to communicate.
You need to communicate with both of them.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
So this turned into, you got Hudson a phone first. And the same thing happened when I was a kid. I'll never forget. My mom took me to get my ears pierced when I was 6, and I never heard the end of it. We had to wait till we were 13 to get our ears pierced.
13?
And mom, you know, it was the 80s.
Sure, sure,
and
sure.
Mom took you when you were 6. And I'm like, yeah, well, so what? Sorry.
It was still the 80s.
So I've heard this my whole life. That I always got, you know, everything before them.
Yeah. And as far as like first, there is a difference, because being the older sibling, you obviously experienced the things first.
Did you feel like your little sister got everything or got away with everything you didn't?
My little sister, one, not only got everything earlier than I did, but she also got away with far more than I ever could have, would have, and will.
Same.
Listen.
Same. I'm your little sister. I got away with everything. I snuck out of the house. I did so much my parents never knew about.
That you just...
Ugh.
And as an older sibling, you want to just go, but you can't snitch?
Yeah.
You can't bust them out?
No.
You can't do all the things you really want to do because you're trying to hold them down as a good older brother, older sister, whatever. Man, forget y'all. Because, yeah, let me tell you about the cell phone story.
Oh, no. What happened? What happened?
I didn't get my own cell phone, my very own actual cell phone, until I was 18 years old. I was fixing to graduate high school. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was 17, turning 18, a senior when I got my first cell phone. Very own plan, all that. Right? And now, tra-la-la, here comes my little sister at about 12 years old.
And she got one,
13,
didn't she? Oh, no.
Gets a phone.
And you had to wait till 18.
Come on, man. I was working. I had jobs. I had to borrow phones from people. I had to at that time.
And
we
they still wouldn't get you a phone.
Had some landlines. But no, my parents would have rathered me write down my friend's cell phone number so they can reach out to me rather than give me my own digits. So, yeah, I got a little bitter taste in my mouth about certain things.
You're like my older sisters.
Yeah.
Say I got everything and are mad. And I did.
And I
got it earlier, too.
And not to mention all the things y'all took. You guys just take ownership of all everything is yours. So,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and I couldn't take it back because then I'm a bad big brother.
This is so true with siblings.
Now that I'm venting.
Do it.
And another thing.
I had this discussion with my sister Penny as well, because she's the oldest and I'm the youngest. And it's always the same story. You got everything. Mom and dad let you do anything.
Things your younger siblings got to do first, earlier.
What did they get to do before you? Or what did you get to do before your older ones? Like me, like I know I got my ears pierced years before they were allowed to.
I see we're trying to make people argue with their siblings today.
You're welcome. 414-533-1037. What was it that your sibling got before you, or you got, you know, before them? That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk to you next, absolutely, about this. And it's so funny how we're different in the birth order. This helps.
Oh, I mean,
because we have different perspectives.
You got the baby perspective. I got the didn't get nothing perspective.
Trigger! 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning!
Buenos dias!
All right, we're talking about siblings and how the youngest one gets everything. Hi, it's me. I'm the youngest one. It's me.
And I'm not.
I'm the baby of the family, and it's true. I got my ears pierced 6 years before my sisters. I admit it. DZ did not get a phone deal. He was 18, yet his little sister got one when she was 12.
Literally. Like, how? Why? She doesn't need one. Well, but no, here she got it.
Well, Allie's calling in Tosa. Let's start with her this morning. How about that? Allie, good morning. She's on three. Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Jeez, what are you doing over there eating
breakfast?
Name. Great name. Great name.
I have my teenager here, my oldest. Hi.
Hi.
The baby of the family.
Uh-huh.
So I've got Jackie here too. So I was the baby, and I lived at home until I was 21. My brother was kicked out by the time he was 18.
No way.
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is so.
Oh yeah.
That's
but
so
my brother
sexist.
Was trouble, and I wasn't.
Well.
So there's a big difference, but I think sometimes it's personality too.
Keep him on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. But I was
so I'm
going
to brag for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was treated as the youngest child because I was the only child for a long time until my younger siblings came. So my mother learned from me not to do half the things she did.
Fair.
That is very
my
true.
My younger
though.
Siblings.
But you feel like you got away with a lot until they came.
Yeah. Oh, she got a cell phone when she was 10 because we were a divorced parent situation and dad wasn't the safest. So, like, I got her a cell phone, and now her twin brothers are 10, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no, no, no.
Never again will I make that mistake.
Never.
Ooh, we follow
it
all.
It was a mistake.
All right, so the cell phone is an issue everywhere.
Everywhere, for everybody.
All right, Allie, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
You too. Bye, youngins.
Bye. All right. Ryan's in Calabama. Get ready for this one.
Are we ready?
Here
are we ready?
I don't know. Are we ever?
Nope.
You are never ready for this guy.
Ryan.
Ever.
Ryan, I have to tell you something quick. When I went to California, there was a guy on the plane next to us, and he rode the whole way on both flights. And when we got to California, he goes, are you from Milwaukee? I go, yeah, where are you from? He goes, Caledonia. And I go, Stop it.
Oh,
we might know the same
name.
Yeah, but I forgot already.
Oh my God.
He gave me a card and everything. I already forgot. I'll find it and tell you later.
We'll find Calabama, man.
But Calabama is Caledonia, for those that don't know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Obviously don't know where he's from either, so.
Ryan, what's with the sibling with you? Where are you in the birth order? I don't even know.
Isn't he the oldest?
Are you?
I'm the oldest out of five.
I believe
that's
it because he has oldest energy. There's
mm-hmm.
something about you that has that energy.
Right. I don't know what it is, but I guess
it's
I do.
It's the old
but
soul or something. I don't know what it is.
I think it is.
Uh-huh.
They complained about getting the TV in the bedroom.
Oh,
you know?
yeah.
Remember when you were at that age where TV was huge
was
in your bedroom?
Big deal
and you were
to get
like,
a TV, yeah.
Yes.
And you had to be old enough. You had to be old enough to get the TV in. But I actually forgot. That's an unlocked memory.
Because
I got a TV in my room, and my little sister did it.
And it's crazy because TVs are out now. Most people are using iPads if they watch anything when they go to bed. TVs in the bedroom are pretty much becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
So
ooh,
that's
Ryan.
Because they use other stuff. So that's interesting.
Ryan flipped it, though. He said, I got TV.
And they didn't.
Younger siblings didn't.
Mm.
They were jealous of that.
And the crazy part is, you know, I got like 6 months, so I got one in June because my birthday's in June.
Yeah.
And then in December, you got Christmas coming along, and they came out with that SpongeBob package TV back in the day where you got the small little 13-inch SpongeBob TV with the SpongeBob DVD player.
Oh, it was yellow. I remember it. It was I wanted it.
Yeah. Huh. They both got, both of you, the middle and the second oldest got one for their rooms, and it was like, oh, man, the whole world came down after that. It was just like,
it was short-lived. He was big
was
brother.
Short-lived.
Big brother, big man in the house. Very short-lived because,
God.
Of course, you're going to please the little ones now that they're crying about it.
Of course.
Oh, and it's hilarious that the cell phones. The cell phones are crazy today, you know?
Oh, well, it's become
10-year-old.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, but Ryan, everyone's evolved. I've tried to have this talk with parents. I'm like, I understand. For us, it's crazy. Oh, why does a kid need a phone? But it's getting to the point where kids know how to use them before we do at this point. I'm like, okay, everybody's got a phone.
You definitely have got me there
because
I don't know how to use my phone.
You'll get there.
Yet our 2-year-olds are ending FaceTime calls like they've been doing it their whole lives.
My kid knows how to use my phone.
Exactly.
Here we are.
And let me tell you this. A red flag is not an Android, okay? Just let me tell you that.
Lies.
Big lies. Ryan, you trying to save your skin.
Love
get out of here. Love you back, bro. Peace.
Bye, Ryan. He did text in and say, there's nothing wrong with Androids.
Sure.
Damn it, Ryan. You're part of the problem. You and Tony and Racine with your Androids.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mike in Hartford just texted me and said, call him Dinner Connection.
Dinner Connection.
Now, it doesn't sound right, Mike.
It sounds a little weird.
It's not sounding right. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ went on a first date last night.
Yeah.
Went surprisingly well.
With new.
With the new man who makes me giggle and makes me laugh.
Wait, did I just decide? No. But the date went well.
You did. I thought we had a good time. And I expected it to because we had a good banter on messaging. And I don't like to message. I don't like to text. I just want to meet you in person. That's mm-hmm. where the connection lives in person for me.
IRL, in real life.
I need that in real life.
Right.
That's where it works for
right.
me. So, yeah. So that was, what questions did you have, though, about it?
The connection went so well. You ended up getting dinner with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
More than just like a quick little, hey, hello. Y'all ended up breaking bread and sharing a meal.
We did.
Which, to me, that makes me go, oh, there is more interest
maybe.
Than I feel like would normally happen, which then begets the questions
yes.
or baguettes, depending on where you live and if you're in France. No, first, highlight and low light of the date.
Because
you spent like 4 hours with this man.
I did. Highlight was probably in the beginning when we start immediate connection talking and natural. That's probably highlight overall. Is that it felt natural.
Felt good.
Yeah. And like even at the beginning, you know, we're sitting at the bar because you know I'm a side-by-side person. That's how I sit. Right. I don't want a table.
You don't want face-to-face. Side-by-side. I feel that.
So of course he leans over. He's touching my leg and he's like, is this okay? I'm like, yep.
Ooh.
So I'm like, okay, like there's we're feeling each other, right?
Yeah.
You know? Because otherwise they'd be like, nope.
Don't
touch
me. No thank you, bubble.
So that was probably the highlight, just how natural that felt.
Word.
Now, low light is something really funny.
Okay. Talk to me.
He turns to me in the beginning and he says, and I wrote it down. I even told him, I'm putting this in my notes and I'm repeating this on the air tomorrow because this is messed up.
Okay.
He is very... shout out what he thinks like me. Impulsive.
Frontal lobe.
And I thought, you might be an ADHD man yourself. Mm-hmm. And so he says at one point, he goes, you know, I really wanted to go out with you because I think that we would have a lot in common. I, too, am also a little quirky and weird.
Wait.
And he keeps going. And I go, what?
Was that a compliment?
And I go, did you hear what you just said? You just called me quirky and weird, which true. But not the point. I was like, and he just says it like.
He said it as a compliment because he's like, this is things that could connect us.
But nobody's ever looked at me and gone like, yeah, you're quirky and weird.
You're so quirky and weird.
And I thought, this guy is just like me where he's putting his foot in his mouth and he doesn't realize it. I do that all the time.
Didn't realize it at all.
That's so me.
They didn't realize it. He thought he was saying something nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he really thought he thought he complimented the heck out of you.
We're both weirdos. What does that mean?
I'm a not duck. You're a not duck. Let's be quack quacks together.
So that was kind of funny. That was the lowest of the low.
The lowest of the low.
That would be the worst, and that wasn't that bad.
Okay.
So that was my highlight and low light.
Bet. And then follow-up question. Unless
ask me whatever you want.
Because I got questions for days.
Because I didn't even tell you how it ended or anything. I'm seeing the text coming in, too.
I'm asking questions to see if I can craft his nickname from these questions.
You know what annoyed me the most about him?
What? Wait, is this a red flag?
This is the red flag.
Give me a red flag, then.
He has an Android.
Huh?
He's a psychopath, I know.
What?
Who has an Android?
You went on a date with somebody who has an Android?
When I saw it, I didn't know because I don't give people my number till I go out with them, so I didn't know.
You didn't ask this one of your vetting questions?
No, when I get to the bar and I'm like, he's got to have an iPhone, obviously.
Clearly, you can't assume.
And then we get into the argument. Next thing you know, it's Android, you know, because Android people love to fight with iPhone people
and
vice versa.
Of course.
I said, it's 2024, can you come over to the other side already?
Please.
So we can, I said, we can't even FaceTime.
Yeah,
you're ruining our vibe.
You can FaceTime
now. We can't, so he gets a new one.
No, you can't. No, they don't have that feature.
He said he might switch if I stick around.
Whoa. Oh, he is interested if he's considering switching teams.
So that's my big, he has an Android and it's messing up our chat. I even said to him, he texted me good morning. I said, I don't know when you're writing now because you're on an Android. And when we were on Hinge, I knew when you were typing. This is annoying.
Now I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Now y'all got to get WhatsApp.
You know what? Go get the number just to get another app. So typical.
Okay.
Wait. Somebody said, call him first course because Allie be wanting more. That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. I kind of like that.
Did he explain the whole I deleted you at first, but now I'm ready comment? Yeah, and I don't really care because... we're all dating and checking things out, and timing is everything.
On the app, it's not weird like that.
I don't care why he deleted me, because I don't remember being matched with him, if you want me to be honest.
Sure.
Who cares? Somebody said, Android guy.
Android guy.
I wondered.
It could be Android. Do we want to give him that much love? Because then he's never going to switch.
Right.
Think about it. We can't name him Android, because then he's going to stick strong to Android.
Shoot.
Hmm.
So what do we call him?
Okay. One final question. Family man? Kids? No kids?
Yeah, he actually has two sons around Owen and Hudson's age. And I've never dated someone with kids about around the same age.
Literally. Same age.
Boys, yeah.
Okay. How often does he have them? I don't know if it matters.
50-50, just like me.
Okay. Bet. Because I was like, custody matters.
50-50. It does matter.
Could give you an explanation.
It does matter. Nope. He seems to be involved with his kids. So that's we're good on that front. He did kiss me.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
On the forehead?
Yeah, also.
On the cheek of night?
Yes, as well.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. definitely kissed me.
Okay.
He kissed me before the end of the night.
Wait, what?
When we were sitting there, he's
I thought it was a goodbye kiss.
No, he like leaned in and like pecked me, and I was like, oh, damn. And then he kissed me again at the end of the night.
Did you flinch back? Did you react back? Did you like pull back?
You know how I get nervous? Well, you don't know how. You've never gone on a date with me. I get nervous awkward when it gets physical in the beginning. I'm like, yeah!
You know, school girl.
I get butterflies. Because I'm nervous because I don't trust anybody, right?
LGBT here.
So I'm afraid of dudes. I'm like, ah! But ooh. Then once I get comfortable, it's on. Ooh. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, once you're like, okay.
Once I know you, then I'm comfortable.
We're bouncing each other back and forth enough.
It takes a little for me to cross over to the romantic side. What should his name be? Somebody said, DZ, you are like a big brother. Duh. He did say he thinks he'd get along with you because he said, oh, I'm back to listening to the radio. I said, I bet you are.
Ain't
he said,
you
my master plan worked.
We got you back.
So what's his name?
See, I was going to call him...
First date with a plate.
Date with a plate? Ooh, hold on.
Stop.
Y'all know I like me some alliteration. Okay, I'm thinking, and this is one I started thinking of early on, right?
Okay.
And it's because he said, we're quirky and weird. We can be quirky and weird together, right?
Yeah.
Can we call him Quirky?
You want to call him Quirky?
Can we call him Quirky?
No, it doesn't, no.
What about Duck?
It's even worse.
Like Odd Duck.
It's like Ducky and Pretty in Pink. It's even worse.
I consider myself an Odd Duck. What's wrong with being an Odd Duck?
I don't know.
Mm. I'm thinking Quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Quirk.
He's a plumber. I didn't tell you what he does. Not to be confused with not plumber guy. I will say some listeners came up to us in the bar and were like, Allie. And they came to say hi, and then they wanted to meet this guy. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm on a date. And this one woman I met kept going, he's fine. But I don't know if we have a name yet.
Honestly, I think it's still TBD. I don't think I'm decided. I don't like any of the names I've given. Mm-hmm. Maybe we allow it to continue. We don't want to force a name on this man. Yeah. I think it's wrong to force a name on this man, and we want to give him a proper name. Let's wait until the next date. More info.
The next date? Like, not tonight?
What you mean? I already told you can't go out with this man tonight. Don't gas this man up like that.
Okay.
Do not.
Do I go out with the other guy tonight? No,
well, that's up to you.
Oh.
That's up to you.
Well,
if you want to go on another date, that's on you. So far, so good. You don't got this man in the pocket yet.
Somebody said name him Quirky Man. Same thing you said.
They like it.
Rude.
So Kelly in Sussex said name him Winner Chicken Dinner.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and Deezy.
Huepa.
And we are going to be giving away tickets to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave shortly.
Yeah, just hold on.
Less than 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Give it a second.
Okay. So, DZ.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about something.
What?
Your siblings. And this all started on Tuesday when I brought Owen and Hudson in to recap our vacation for the first time this summer.
Yeah.
And, well, you know how it goes with siblings. Where are you at in the birth order? Middle?
I'm technically the oldest in my sibling category.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
But you had a half brother that was older.
Yep. Your stepbrother, technically. Stepbrother, stepsister.
Sorry.
That one, same. They were all. We were blood. It was family to me. So, yeah. He's passed, and then I got a sister that lives in Texas. She's older, but as far as my blood relation, I'm the oldest.
You have a little sister.
I got a little
Angie.
Sister. Yes.
Right. And so I'm the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I have two older sisters because where you are in the birth order really matters.
It really does matter.
My whole life, I was accused of getting everything they didn't get, and they were right.
Mm-hmm.
I did get everything they didn't get earlier and quicker, and I'm seeing it now with Hudson and Owen because I'm getting Hudson a phone now for his birthday when he turns 11.
Oh.
Owen, remember, Owen didn't get one until he turned 12.
Till he was
getting to a place where I need them to have them for safety issues because I'm leaving them by themselves sometimes or at a friend's or whatever. And now they need phones.
And they're also going to be at different schools now.
Yes.
Right? For next year.
Owen's going to middle school. They'll be at two different schools.
So it's not like if one has a phone.
I need to communicate.
You need to communicate
you
with both
know.
Of them. Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So this turned into, you got Hudson a phone first. And the same thing happened when I was a kid. I'll never forget. My mom took me to get my ears pierced when I was 6, and I never heard the end of it. We had to wait till we were 13 to get our ears pierced.
13?
And it was the 80s.
Sure,
and mom took you when you were 6. And I'm like, yeah, well, so what? Sorry.
Still the 80s.
So I've heard this my whole life. That I always got, you know, everything before them.
Yeah. And as far as like first, there is a difference because being the older sibling, you obviously experience the things first.
Did you feel like your little sister got everything or got away with everything you didn't?
My little sister, one, not only got everything earlier than I did, but she also got away with far more than I ever could have, would have, and will.
Same.
Listen.
Same. I'm your little sister. I got away with everything. I snuck out of the house. I did so much my parents never knew about.
That you just...
Ugh.
And as an older sibling, you want to just go, but you can't snitch?
Yeah.
You can't nope. bust them out?
No.
You can't do all the things you really want to do because you're trying to hold them down as a good older brother, older sister, whatever. Man, forget y'all. Because, yeah, let me tell you about the cell phone story.
Oh, no. What happened? What happened?
I didn't get my own cell phone, my very own actual cell phone, until I was 18 years old. I was fixing to graduate high school. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was 17, turning 18, a senior when I got my first cell phone. Very own plan, all that. Right? And now, tra-la-la, here comes my little sister at about 12 years old.
And she got one, 13, didn't she? Oh, no.
Gets a phone.
And you had to wait till 18.
Come on, man. I was working. I had jobs. I had to borrow phones from people. I had to at that time.
And
we
still wouldn't get you a phone.
Had some landlines. But no, my parents would have rathered me write down my friend's cell phone number so they can reach out to me rather than give me my own digits.
Mm.
So yeah, I got a little bitter taste in my mouth about certain things.
You're like my older sisters.
Yeah.
Say I got everything and are mad. And I did.
And I
got it earlier too.
And not to mention all the things y'all took. You guys just take ownership of all everything is yours. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and I couldn't take it back because then I'm a bad big brother.
This is so true with siblings.
Now that I'm venting.
Do it.
And another thing.
I had this discussion with my sister Penny as well because she's the oldest and I'm the youngest. And it's always the same story. You got everything. Mom and dad let you do anything.
Things
I'm like,
things your younger siblings got to do first, earlier.
What did they get to do before you? Or what did you get to do before your older ones? Like me, like I know I got my ears pierced years before they were allowed to.
I see we're trying to make people argue with their siblings today.
You're welcome. 414-533-1037. What was it that your sibling got before you or you got, you know, before them? That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk to you next, absolutely, about this. And it's so funny how we're different in the birth order. This helps.
Oh, I mean,
because we have different perspectives.
You got the baby perspective. I got the didn't get nothing perspective.
Triggered! 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning!
Buenos dias!
All right, we're talking about siblings and how the youngest one gets everything. Hi, it's me. I'm the youngest one. It's me.
And I'm not.
I'm the baby of the family, and it's true. I got my ears pierced 6 years before my sisters. I admit it. DZ did not get a phone deal. He was 18, yet his little sister got one when she was 12.
Literally. Like, how? Why? She doesn't need one. Well, but no, here she got it.
Well, Allie's calling in Tosa. Let's start with her this morning. How about that? Allie, good morning. She's on three. Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Jeez, what are you doing over there? Eating
great
breakfast?
Name.
Great name. Great name.
I actually have my teenager here, my oldest. Hi.
Hi.
And I'm the baby of the family.
Uh-huh.
So I've got Jackie here too. So I was the baby and like I lived at home until I was 21. My brother was kicked out by the time he was 18.
No way.
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is so
oh, yeah.
That's
but
so
my brother
sexist.
Was trouble and I wasn't.
Well.
So there's a big difference, but I think sometimes it's personality too.
Keep them on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. But I was
so
way
I'm
wilder.
Gonna brag for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was treated as the youngest child because I was the only child for a long time until my younger siblings came. So my mother learned from me. Not to do half the things she did.
Fair.
That is very fair.
My younger siblings.
But you feel like you got away with a lot until they came.
Yeah. Oh, she got a cell phone when she was 10 because we were a divorced parent situation and dad wasn't the safest. So, like, I got her a cell phone and now her twin brothers are 10. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no, no, no.
Never again will I make that mistake.
Never.
Ooh, we follow
it
up.
It was a mistake.
All right. So the cell phone is an issue everywhere.
Everywhere for everybody.
All right, Allie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye,
you too. Bye, youngins.
Bye. All right, Ryan's in Alabama. Get ready for this one.
Are we ready?
Here
are we ready?
I don't know. Are we ever?
Nope.
You are never ready for this guy.
Ryan.
Ever.
Ryan, I have to tell you something quick. When I went to California, there was a guy on the plane next to us, and he rode the whole way on both flights. And when we got to California, he goes, are you from Milwaukee? I go, yeah, where are you from? He goes, Caledonia. And I go, stop it.
Stop it.
We might know the same
name.
Yeah, but I forgot already.
Oh my God.
He gave me a card and everything. I already forgot. I'll find it and tell you later.
We'll find Calabama, man.
But Calabama is Caledonia, for those that don't know.
If you don't know, now you know.
So he obviously don't know where he's from either, so.
Ryan, what's with the sibling with you? Where are you in the birth order? I don't even know.
Isn't he the oldest?
Are you?
I'm the oldest out of five.
I believe that's it, because he has oldest energy. There's something about you that has that energy.
Right. I don't know what it is, but I guess I do.
It's the old
but
soul or something. I don't know what it is.
I think it is.
Uh-huh.
They complained about getting the TV in the bedroom.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Remember when you were at that age where a TV was huge in your bedroom?
Big deal, and
you were
to get like, a TV, yeah.
Yes.
And they had to be old enough. You had to be old enough to get the TV in the. I actually forgot. That's an unlocked memory. Because I got a TV in my room and my little sister did it.
And it's crazy because TVs are out now. Most people are using iPads if they watch anything when they go to bed. TVs in the bedroom are pretty much becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
Ooh, so that's because they use other stuff. So that's interesting.
Ryan flipped it though. He said, I got TV.
And they didn't.
Younger siblings didn't. They were jealous of that.
And the crazy part is, you know, I got like 6 months, so I got one in June because my birthday's in June.
Yeah.
And then in December, you got Christmas coming along, and they came out with that SpongeBob package TV back in the day where you got the small little 13-inch SpongeBob TV with the SpongeBob DVD player.
Oh, it was yellow. I remember it. It was. I wanted it.
Yeah. They both got, both of you, the middle and the second oldest got one for their rooms, and it was like, oh, man, the whole world came down after that. It was just like,
it was short-lived. He was big
it was
brother.
Short-lived.
Big brother, big man in the house. Very short-lived because, of course, you're going to please the little ones now that they're crying about it.
Of course.
Oh, and it's hilarious that the cell phones. The cell phones are crazy today, you know?
Oh, well, it's become
10-year-old.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, but Ryan, everyone's evolved. I've tried to have this talk with parents. I'm like, I understand. For us, it's crazy. Oh, why does a kid need a phone? But it's getting to the point where kids know how to use them before we do at this point. I'm like, okay, everybody's got a phone.
You definitely have got me there because I don't know how to use my phone.
You'll get there.
Yet our 2-year-olds are ending FaceTime calls like they've been doing it their whole lives.
My kid knows how to use my phone better than me.
Here we are.
And let me tell you this. A red flag is not an Android, okay? Just let me tell you that.
Lies.
Big lies. Ryan, you just trying to save your skin. Get out of here. Love you back, bro.
I forgot.
Peace.
Bye, Ryan. He did text in and say, there's nothing wrong with Androids.
Sure.
Damn it, Ryan. You're part of the problem. You and Tony and Racine with your Androids.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.